Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Despite Adam Carter's attempt to poison me and end my life, I am back. Last week was no fun. I'll spend 30 seconds on this, and then we'll move on with the rest of our lives. I'm glad to be back. I was totally fine until about 10 o'clock last Monday night, and the whole world turned upside down. Pounding headache for days. Didn't eat for a day and a half. Couldn't get out of bed for a day and a half. Gastro stuff, which I will not tell you about, but you've been there before. And it just went on and on and on, and it was not enjoyable. I tested multiple times for COVID. Tested negative. You can get the flu, or you can get something close to the flu. And I had it, and I just have been telling a lot of people close to me who have been sick that I've been totally fine. So it's either Adam poisoned me, or I was just needling at about that time, H. Lake, who was touting Anthony Edwards, who deserves plenty of touting, but I mean, I think Henry believes he's incapable of a mistake. And he made a Mike Jordan comparison on a play, and it was Anthony Edwards is pretty remarkable in some of these plays. But I was just kidding him, but come on, stop. He referring to another Michael Jordan? And all of a sudden, boom, Harrigan after that tweet. I was sick, so don't trifle with Henry Lake on Twitter. That may be the lesson.
I think that's possible. Frankly, I think you were faking it.
Yeah, I faked it and stayed in the house in Plymouth and canceled a trip to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Bad faking.
See, I think you were playing the long game, because I think you didn't want to show up Thursday for Let's Kick Hunger, because you've always been very pro-hunger. You are pro-hunger, and you didn't want to be found out, so you played the long game, did this whole week-long, oh, I'm so sick, I got to cancel, I canceled the trip. I don't buy it.
How about take it further that Shaletta on Friday was having an event to point out the success of Black entrepreneurs. Was I off because of that also? I want more people hungry, and I don't want to talk to Shaletta on another event of on her path to world domination.
Yeah.
She's got the governor of the state singing happy birthday to her.
You're pro-hunger and pro-big business, anti-small business.
That's it. You've nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, a certain interim producer invited me to a trip to Bandon Dunes, la-di-da. I was so sick I didn't get back to him in time, and by the time I said yes, they'd filled the trip. So again, that was part of my plan, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's about as accurate as some of my other plans. So I am glad to be back. And I'm in the balloon, man. If you want to capture our political divide, Dave, and we get example after example, we'll see more of the nonsense tomorrow. I saw Bill Maher say this on Friday. I think he's right. Let's get rid of the State of the Union. I mean, it's just a campaign platform for the president, whomever it might be in this case. I believe it's Joe Biden last time I checked. Did that change last week? Did I miss that?
No, he's still around the White House.
Yes. By the way, a New York Times story just scathing on the vice president.
Ooh, yeah. That,
oh, man. A lot of truth to it, by the way. She has not lived up to expectations. For me, by the way, I was touting her for 4 or 5 years that she would be a future president. I jumped off that terrain a while ago. And the Times story. Oh, that conservative Fox News-like outlet. Telling the truth about the vice president. Enough of, you know, we'll stand up for everything. We'll never stand up for anything. Get rid of the State of the Union. Let's go with that one. So the balloon crisis takes place last week. And let's get to this before the tech start. No, I don't want a national potential, national security risk from our number one rival, China. Even though they have suffered economically because of COVID, because of their power economically, militarily, what they may or may not do with Taiwan. Russia is occupying billions and billions of dollars with that megalomaniac. But China is our number one power. So no, I do not want any further spying of our country by China. I didn't realize the balloon was still valid. Can I go with this, by the way? I was saving this for overrated, underrated, properly rated. The hot air balloon ride here again. Properly rated. Very enjoyable.
I've actually got a hot air balloon item in my overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yes. Twice for me.
Oh, la-di-da.
Been a long time.
Once wasn't
twice
good enough?
No. I had to get the champagne. And then also Hudson, I think they had to cancel it too. We just had a big balloon event.
We were out there.
Which is great. What's that?
We were out there over the weekend.
Oh, okay. So I won't step on that. Because I went there about a decade ago or maybe even longer. It was amazing. But there was such utter stupidity and to the shock of no one about the balloon story. So I want to pause here and I want you to chime in through the Cities One talk and text line. What was the most legitimate part of balloon Armageddon? And what was the most absurd part of the balloon story? Because there's both. But again, if China wanted just to send this over to further the divide, to laugh at our divide, congratulations, because it took place once again. Just more nonsense within a very important story. Chime in. Cities One. Talk and text line. Call. Pick up that phone. I doubt you have a landline. Percentage of people still with a landline here again. 8%?
Higher.
5%? Higher?
Okay. I think we're about 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Check the Google on that one. Or you just the cell or text. The most legitimate part of the balloon story and the most ridiculous part of the balloon story. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. My spidey sense, Dave Harrigan, told me we would be playing Grammy tunes today.
Playing a bunch of the winners from last night.
You're a winner, right? You just want to reward the winners and say to the losers, dead to me, get out of here.
Try better next time. Work harder.
Yes. We will get to the Grammys. I did not watch it live. I jumped in about 2 hours late, so I would not have to watch any commercials. And as usual, I thoroughly enjoyed the Grammys. We're talking the balloon. What was legit? What was nonsense? Again, I'm going to reiterate. When you have your main rival who is trying to spy on you, it's never the best thing. And in this way, when they're doing it with the middle finger, right, Dave, this is bleep you. You know about our satellites, but the public doesn't know about the satellites. You know about our TikTok. But now we're just going to fly this thing over the country and taunt you. There was some taunting here, and on the politics side, because we'll get to the nonsense, for the folks who said Joe Biden looked weak and, you know, Trump or anybody else would have shot this down right away. I know Joe is not the guy. Joe wouldn't have been far from my first pick to be president right now. I don't want him to be president after the November election next year. But you don't think the White House realized this didn't make him look good? And so ideally they would want to shoot this down as quickly as possible. They'd want The Rock up there. They'd want Will Smith up there. Harrison Ford. They want a cross-section of American heroes up there shooting it down. But here's among the most ludicrous parts. If the Pentagon, and most of these people with the Pentagon are not just Joe Biden appointees. The people have been within the military apparatus for decades and were there when Trump was there, Obama, going back to W. If they tell the commander-in-chief who wants to put on the aviators, Dave, and look like, you know, Top Gun, Tom Cruise, he wants to go up on that plane himself and shoot it down. If they tell him for safety reasons, we should not shoot down. Is it still a dirigible? Is that another term for a balloon, or am I getting that screwed up?
Something else? I think, is that more of a blimp kind of thing?
Could be. This the shots look like more of a blimp, didn't it? This isn't going to turn out to be some great Super Bowl commercial thing, is it?
Like the M&Ms?
Like China has bought the first quarter of the Super Bowl, and this was all tied to it. Can we eliminate that?
I don't think we can.
I don't think we can. Look up dirigible, because I think you're probably right. It's more blimp-like. Of course he wants to shoot it down, but if the Pentagon says, and it's turned into a 7-mile debris field, that if we shoot this down over land, we could cause significant harm. And I want to see more independent reporting on this. And multiple reports say they were able to disengage what China was doing with their technology, and then we learn more about China's technology. If independent reporting confirms that, okay, and I want to see more of that, then outside of the macho tough guy talk, why wouldn't that be the right thing to do? Because politically, it's not. No, you get up there, you got our heroes, you shoot it down. But you do have to worry about safety of citizens. Isn't that reasonably important, Dave Harrigan? Among your responsibilities as president of the United States?
I think so. I think we probably don't want to shoot down the blimp if we're worried it's going to crush some homes in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah. Then this wouldn't have happened under Trump. This would not have happened under Trump.
That's right.
As I said in one of the tweets, no one has any idea. They don't. You love Trump, you hate Trump, whatever. You don't know. Sure, his instinct is shoot it down and brag about it. By the way, Biden wants to shoot it down and brag about it like he was the other day. I said on Wednesday. He made sure multiple times to say Wednesday. You know, you had the reports come out on Saturday saying that Chinese spy balloons. Does the Chinese spy balloon, by the way, have a Twitter following now? Has somebody picked that up?
That's a good question. I haven't looked at that.
Got to be, right? It's got to be there.
Well, could it still have one, though, after being shot down?
Deflated Chinese spy balloon. Maybe we should do that. Try to sign up for that. The reports came out from the Defense Department that three times Chinese spy balloons had floated over the country during the Trump administration. Now, some have pushed back. Some have said the Trump administration didn't know about it. I don't know. But just the automatic, my guy would have stopped this and your guy didn't. It's just so perfect. And, you know, Don Jr. saying to my Montana friends, shoot it down, when at that point it was, what, 65,000 feet in the air, Dave?
It was high.
They got some powerful guns in Montana. How about J.D. Vance sitting on his his balcony with his fancy dress shoes, by the way, with the rifle in his hand?
Never know. Be ready.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, we talked about Russia in the lead up to 16 just looking to divide, right? And clearly some of them wanted Trump over Putin, but over Hillary. But in particular, what they wanted was the divide. If China just wanted to laugh and point out more divide, wasn't this just a perfect story for them and for them just to feel fantastic about it?
I mean, they're laughing, right? They got us. I don't know. I as the story started happening, honestly, I didn't pay a whole ton of attention to it because it's so stupid. It's, I mean, to get all up in arms about a balloon as if this is China's most technologically savvy way to spy on the U.S.
Right.
Yeah, it's satellites.
Although I read a couple stories. Apparently, it's the cool thing to do now, to use the balloons.
There's a lot of things that are cool that I'm not a part of.
Right. Among the techs. Sheriff Bob Fletcher from Ramsey County, by the way, has taken it from Ramsey County and the state of Minnesota on his overcrowded Ramsey County jail. He's 7-8 minutes away. I want to get some of your texts. It's unbelievable anybody would want the balloon to go down without hurting or killing people. I believe taking the decision down over water was correct. 100%. 100%. Did the government see it coming before it got over land? I want good, independent reporting to point that out. And if the Biden administration knew about this when it was still over water and didn't take it out, I want to know why. What were the ramifications? Now, we do know that Blinken was headed over there. So were they paralyzed by that? Were they worried about all the implications? Did they know at that point they could, if this is true, suspend the technology? Another text. Come on, Chad. They could have downed it over Alaska. Nothing up there. Most ridiculous part of the balloon story is the shooting down of Montana. Absurd. The explanation for not shooting the balloon down, not to harm anyone on the ground, that was absurd. I mean, seems like that's a fairly legit one, right? Party City files for bankruptcy and within weeks. This is all a publicity stunt. I'm telling you. Party City, Chinese government, Super Bowl coming up. Let me get to a few more of these attacks. I'd imagine the real reason to shoot it down over water is to recover the pieces intact rather than protect people and property. For the love of God, please pick a new topic. I haven't been on the air for a week. This story was the biggest story in the country. Did they really need to use a $400,000 missile to down the balloon? What else were we going to pin? I mean, we had to do something, right? Dave, are you officially tired of the balloon story? Or do you want more balloon talk?
I'm good on balloons. I'm fine right now.
You're good on balloons?
Yeah, I'm good on balloons right now.
I don't really, like, party balloons, do they do much for you?
You know what? Save it for overrated.
Exactly. I'm stepping at your touchdown call. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, who, as I said before, has Paul Schnell mad at him, has Ramsey County mad at him. The always direct and outspoken Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, minutes away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.